Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Wednesday. The very first Wednesday in 2016. This is Deborah Leanne, your host of the Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show. So every week, I think I know what the topic of this podcast will be, and most weeks I end up changing it because of what has happened or transpired in my life that feels very meaningful and is a lesson that I am wondering would also serve to be out there for other people to hear. And today's topic of burning for clarity, it's so fascinating to me because the power of fire. Last week I spoke about flooding and water, and this week I didn't even realize it, but the title actually has a double meaning. Burning also can be like I have this deep yearning and this desire, right, to have fire and to burn away and get clarity. And the other piece is literally fire burning away what was. And we'll discuss a little bit about both of those, but let's first just drop in and get present. Being with ourselves in this moment, taking some time to monotask as opposed to multitask, and be in the moment and giving yourself this gift of feeling your body, feeling the beautiful gravity holding us firmly and steadily and softly and gracefully on the earth. Feeling the breathing, just as we naturally do breathe in and out, but being more conscious of where the breath is going. Maybe sending the breath to some places that feel jangled or confused or overwhelmed or overly excited and turned on, if you will. There's been so much excitement this first week of the year. And breathing back in to our back, lowering our shoulders, putting them back onto our back, allowing our chest to expand, our heart chakra that so deserves to be opened up and allowing and receiving, as well as the giving that we do. And we continue to just allow those breaths to go down, feel them all the way into your lower belly, back into your power center, your beautiful creative power center. And this is extremely turned on and lit up right now because of the excitement of the potential of a new year. There's something about starting a new calendar without all the mistakes and the unfinished projects and the incomplete to-do lists, and having something brand new and fresh to look at, like a new day, like the sunrise. And the beauty of that is almost It's awe-inspiring, and sometimes our inspiration gets a little out of hand. We have all kinds of things that are coming through saying, what about me, and let's do this year, and I want to do this, and I want to, all of these resolutions, if you will, or new commitments, or intentions, or goals. And this is the piece that I want to acknowledge and also know that is my runaway imagination wanting way more than maybe physically and energetically possible for me to handle this year. And this is where many of us set up ourselves for failure, for not being able to reach the levels of success that we have put in front of us. So I ask you to be cautious of that and say, yes, that's beautiful, and maybe I'll get that done in the next 2 years or 3 years. There's something to be said about putting together a three-year plan versus trying to get it all done in the next year. And actually, now that we're down to 349 days left in the year, is that right? 359 days left in the year, that we even have less than a year to complete everything that we have probably on our list that we would desire to see happen this year. So be kind and be cautious and be gentle as you look at the desires that want to come forth, and maybe don't put them in such a time-bound, strict and closed-off schedule that don't allow for the flexibility of what else might want to come through. So the burning, yes, burning. I have been saying since Christmas, which was a beautiful full moon, that I wanted to do a big fire ceremony, a burning away, which I love to do on full moons because there is something about the ending of a cycle. And that Christmas Day full moon felt really big. But by the time we all got home from being at my family's house, we were too tired to barely unload the car and get in the house and curl up and for my introvert daughters and myself kind of go into our own little space. So it didn't get handled. And the next day began several days of torrential rain. And then the flooding and a variety of other things happened in the last week. And the burning ceremony was put aside, still in my mind, but thinking, well, the wood and everything would be dry if I wanted to do this possibly for the new moon this week. And I guess this is what happens sometimes when we set a very clear intention of the burning ceremony. It got to happen yesterday whether I wanted it to or not. I had noticed during the holidays with having my daughters here and heating up cheesy things in the toaster oven that this toaster oven was starting to smoke a little bit. And I said, you know, we need to clean that tray out and that stuff is burning and nobody did it and I wasn't being conscious. And yesterday morning put my toast in there to grab some quick breakfast on my way to exercise. And as I was getting ready, I started smelling smoke, and I thought, oh, shoot, I burnt my toast. And when I went into the kitchen, there was all kinds of smoke coming from the corner where the toaster oven is. I opened the door. There were flames in the back of the toaster oven. So I did the exact wrong thing to do when it's an electrical fire. I actually grabbed a container of water and threw it on the flames, which created a really smelly, messy, black smoke, and proceeded to run out the door after I was making sure that everything was out to get to my appointment. So coming home and cleaning it up later, I realized that this toaster oven was the end of a cycle. It was bought when I was shopping for a few things for my house during separation from my husband. And he was actually with me that day. We bought some electronics, and he was helping me, you know, move out. And so he was picking things out that were in his price range or that he would want. And I did not speak up. This was not the toaster oven I wanted. I wanted one that was like $5 more, but had different kinds of buttons and digital controls. We ended up with the one that he wanted because this was before I had my voice activated. And I've lived with it and tolerated it and used it well these last 8 years. So as I was looking at things I was tolerating in the last few weeks, towards the beginning of the end of last year and the beginning of this year, it wasn't even on my list. There were several other things that I did take care of this week, unfinished projects, a contractor who owed me some money back, things like this. And I did handle all of those, which was great. But this lingering toleration that I have not even noticed, but it still was working me on the back end, needed to be cleaned up, literally cleaned up. So it burned away and is now in the dumpster behind my house. So this, I'm wondering, what else might be lingering in your subconscious, in your the back of your mind, in hiding out in some kind of safe territory that could use a look at again? And this is a really deep question, but where, what if you knew what you're pretending not to know, that if you did know it, would support you on being your biggest and highest self this year? And what needs to burn away so that the new can come about? I've lived in Australia a couple times, and there were some brush fires, or we call them forest fires here, that bushfires, actually, excuse me, that were so heavy, especially in the Sydney area in the one year in 1994, that burned a lot of their botanical garden and beautiful parklands outside of the city. And at first, when we drove through there, it was black and devastating and bare, with all these dead trees laying on the side that were charred. And the next time that we went through, a month or so later, 2 or 3 months later, it had started to have this beautiful, shiny, new green growth off of all of these trees. It was beautiful. It's like that lime green that sets off your black pants when you wear one of those really bright scarves or sweaters. That's what it was like. It was stunningly beautiful. And this bright new growth of green, spring green, was such a beautiful thing to behold, of, and a feeling of spring, a feeling of new beginning, a feeling of, wow, what can happen from the devastation of fire that is so naturally occurring that we don't think about it. We don't think about the beauty of it. We're so afraid of the devastation of fire very often that we don't see the blessings on the other side. And I was really blown away by this, and looking at what needs to fall away, what needs to die for something new to come about. And the other thing that I thought was fascinating was, I didn't know, but there's certain trees, like the acacia tree, that there's a beautiful seed pod that only cracks when there's a forest fire or a bushfire. The only time those trees can regenerate is after their ancestors have been burned. I found this fascinating because I realize that there is only certain stuff that can happen if we close off what was. So I did not do my burning ceremony last night because I had my fire in my kitchen yesterday, and have plans of maybe doing it tonight. And what happened was, the fire is so alive in my system that just a little bit ago, when I was talking with one of my soul sisters on the phone, I had lit a candle to just create the space for our visioning kind of conversation, and totally burned up a match on the side of the candle that cracked the very thick crystal candle holder, and it spurted and shattered everywhere, went all over my table, the floor, reminding me again that I need to do this burning. There's still more that needs to go, still more that needs to be released before I'm really ready to create what is to be in 2016. So that's what I'm asking you. Think about what happened in 2015 or before that, in the last several years of your life, that maybe is not complete, that you are willing to let go of. It could be a project that you started that reached a plateau, never got completed, but got boxed up and put away into a file cabinet or a dresser. And does it still excite you? Does it still bring this flow, this juice of inspiration to you? Or does it feel like, I don't know if I'll ever get to that, and I'm not even sure if I ever even want to look at it again. I'll just keep it boxed away until it feels right again. Maybe it's time to just let it go. The interesting thing about Free Cycle and a lot of the reuse it types of groups in your community is that you can actually put something out there and say, I have a partially finished mosaic fountain that I will probably never finish. I have all of the tools, and I would love for somebody to come pick it up. And you put it out on your front porch, and you make arrangements. Somebody gets your address. They come and take it, and they are happy, and you are happy. The last time I did that, I probably did for about 2 weeks. I got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. Felt amazing. And I'm ready to do it again. Even though last fall I had a huge cleaning out and clearing out of some old things that belonged to a former lover. And that felt really good, but it wasn't really my stuff. It was his stuff leaving my space, which still allowed for the opening for me. And sometimes I didn't use that new space to my advantage. And you know what? The universe doesn't like having empty space. So if we aren't clear about what we're going to put into that space, or that we want it to stay open until the right thing shows up, something will move into there that we may not want. And what that looks like for me is sometimes I save empty boxes because I think I'm going to use them to mail something to my daughter away at college, or I'll save the shipping box that an electronic came in thinking if I ever need to send it back to the manufacturer, and that is ridiculous. So as I move closer and more deeply into what 2016 is, what it's looking like for me, who I am becoming, I'm looking very clearly at my space, which includes my mind, my heart, the words I'm using, the ideas that are flowing through my mind. And I'm really being clear on what is it that feels like it still belongs to me, and what is it that doesn't resonate anymore? Those old things that don't fit anymore, just like clothes when we, you know, get bigger or smaller and we need to go through our closets, it's the perfect time to let that go. It doesn't fit right now. And sometimes they might still fit us, but they don't fit who we are anymore. I've changed a lot of the colors out of my closet from being so much black and white to softer grays, creams, more muted colors, not the really, really bright reds I used to wear. And it feels more me. And I needed to do that with a lot of other things, with business, with the way I manage my money, with the way I have my kitchen organized right now. And moving out that toaster oven, it actually allowed me to rearrange some space in my kitchen that feels more expansive and open. I'm liking it. Do need to get a toaster here, though. But right now, having that extra counter space and moving some things around in that corner feels really good to me. So I invite you to sit with a candle lit or in front of a fire, if you have a fireplace, or I'm going to use my fire pit out in the backyard tonight, and throw a stick in for each thing that you want to get rid of that you know no longer serves you. It could be simple things like, I no longer need to feel this way about this person because that's not, I don't, you know, I'm just harboring old feelings that don't serve me anymore. Am I willing to forgive? Yes. So let's let that go, those old feelings. And drop the stick in the fire and feed the fire with all the beautiful lessons and blessings and trials and tribulations that got us to this place on the threshold of a beautiful new year. And on that note, I will sign off and just let you know how much I love coming to you in this way. And be careful. These fires can burn us if we're not really in charge, if we're not really cognizant, and we're not aware. So, until our next time together, take excellent care and shine your light. We need you. This planet needs you. Our community needs you. Bye-bye.